Kuf Tzadi, Sif Gimel, Shir Shtiyas Yain Lishai Bebruch Achrona. What's the amount that requires a Bruch Achrona? Yesh Sofek. Imdai Bekazayas Obrevius. Is the amount of Kazayas, like by Chilo? Or is it a Revius? Alachach Yizor, Lishtois Apoch, therefore, a person should be careful, either Lishtois Oipochus Bekazayas or Revius. Either drink less than a kazayas, or more a revius or more, therefore not to get involved in a situation of suffolk. Okay, at least talkman of suffolk. But hachi yepsher lishas pachas in a kazayas. But by kosh al bracha, it's not an option. Although we should sark kosh sark lishas memento kimon lugmav shurav revius hachi yishta revius shorli. So in the honor of a kosh al bracha, you have to drink a mole lugmav, which is a rov of a revius, which is more than a kazayas, so you don't have the option, the person taking a drink of water, he takes a sip. You don't have an option of a sip over here. Therefore, the best thing to do is to drink a full revius, and the vada be'tse bracha achrona. So the Mishnah Berura tests, shi'es yayin, wudim mishar mashkam yes suffix. This suffix is by all liquids. Imdai b'kazayas, kubay b'chila, the kaimolam b'chomokam, shir achila b'kazayas. So the shir b'achil is a kazayas, buki chatzibei kibavur b'simen tov peivov, and in hilchus Pesach calculates that amount is half of a kibaya. Visa b'mashkin yichuya b'brocha chrena b'shlish revius. The three revius is an egg and a half. A kazayas is the half of an egg, which means it's a third of a revius. Revius who could bayo bechatzik yudu. Vine to Manisha and Alpes, if you give him a mashak safi shom, Mishabur, Rabir Locha. That's where the Mishabur brings the whole discussion. Do we say that nowadays,
here,
the eggs which we're dealing with, are really smaller than the eggs of the time of Chazal, so the shear would be larger than the eggs which we would measure with. Moshe says in a tshuva, though, that for the calculation of Bracha Achrona, we use the smaller shear. Shabur is Hachorah, but there's a dealing derises. You should, whenever you're dealing with something which is, you have to figure, calculate a shear of Achila or Shtia, which would be derisa. So then the shear should be calculated on the raisa level. The suffix you mark for the larger shear. But in case it's a derbanon, you go with the smaller shear. So it's a bracha achrona is derbanon. So the smaller shear is enough to be considered a kazayas or a revius. Okay. A revius, yud aleph. Kamashir sinah b'kama dinitar linyan rashkin the shear and revius. So we're not sure if the correct amount for bracha achrona of a drink is the same as achila kazayas. So by volume, that's a third of a revius, or a full revius, which is three times as much. Therefore, so what's the solution? We suggest in general, in order to avoid the suffix, a person should try and either drink less than a kazayas, or drink more than a revius or more. But by a kais shabracha, you can't do that, because as a covenant of the kais, you have to drink a mole lugmav, which is more than a kazayas. So now you're in that twilight zone, you're in that sophic area, it's more than a kazayas and less than a revius. V'hach appears to b'shar shtiyah is shem rishus, yachol kol gam ketan listalik min a sophic. A drinking, which is just a rishus, so you have a solution. Bim yishta pochas me kazayas, you'll drink less than a kazayas. Less than a kazayas, for sure, does not need a bracha achrona. The epshalas is, by kosher bracha, you can't drink less than a kazayas. The kimaton kos, sarachal kaponim, lishas mole lugmav shura revius, barbi yosem kazayas. So the luck is that a kosher bracha, you have to drink a mole lugmav from it, which is more than it's rov of a revius, so that's much more than a kazayas, which is a third of a revius. Now, he says that shehu rov revius, zot mishabura, So what does that mean? So the halacha is that kezayis is calculated by a standard. Well, the lugum is dependent upon the person. It's a personal measurement. The filling up of a cheek of the person. But they're saying an average person, behind a bottom benini, maxik shirokach. The average person, the shear of a malalugmav is of a revius. Of a bottom gullah beyoser, misharinin be malalugmav today. A larger person, we would calculate based on a larger amount. Okay, I'm a komakam look by this is a revius, but the guy's got gigantic mouth, and his malalugmav is a revius and a half. That everybody agrees. The largest amount you must drink is a revius. Okay, now, so the Shulchan Aruch says that therefore the solution is that in this situation the proper thing to do is that the person who's making the bracha on the kais should drink a revius. Therefore, he can definitely say a bracha achrona. Mishmar Yudal, revius sholem. Drink a full revius. I am a Taz, a Kosta Delikar, I didn't come along with Miloy Lugmov. The Taz introduces a third opinion. So we have the Shulchan Aruch mentions either the correct amount for Bracha Chorona is a Kazayas, even my drink, or the correct amount for Bracha Chorona is a Revius. That's the two opinions that the Shulchan Aruch mentions. Comes along the Taz and says, no, the shear for Bracha Chorona, just like we said, the amount that you have to drink for a kosher bracha is a mali lugmav, the amount for bracha achron is also a mali lugmav. So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, mali lugmav is somewhere in the middle, and we don't want you to be in a suffolk bracha achron situation. Either drink less or more. You can't drink less because of a kosher bracha. You have to drink a mali lugmav, so drink more. Taz says, no, mali lugmav is the right shear. Yeah.
This is one of the things that always drives me crazy and bothers me is, why can't we come up with a standard? I mean, the world is built on standards, right? And you say a kezayis or a kebetza, right? But we know that there are different size kezayisim. Not every olive is the same size. Not every betza is the same size. In fact, you go to the store, there's like four different sizes of eggs.
Five.
Five. Okay, five. Mazel tov. Which kebetza are they talking about? Are they talking about the jumbo, the extra large, the medium, or the small? This drives me nuts.
Okay.
What?
I'm not sure what's bothering you.
What's bothering me is
who's we?
Me.
Who's we?
The Royal Jewish, Rabbis Association, the Sanhedrin Haggadol. Why can't they come out and say, you know what? Based on it's how many milliliters or how many deciliters? This is what a kezayis is. We set one standard that everybody can follow and know what the heck we're doing. Is there something in halakha that prevents that?
We don't have a Sanhedrin anymore.
They're trying to reformulate one. I know it's not really officially accepted.
Did
all
the Beis HaMikdash have certain standards?
What did they do in the Beis? They had to have some kind of a standard.
Things.
We're not saying let's stop a second. It's clear all the shirm of a chazal were given. We have two sets of shurim. Part of the question is what size kebay or what size kazai. So the Chazanish actually says, why do they give a shear of kazai or kebay? Why do they give a shear based on 3 ounces? Now 3,000 years later, what's an ounce? We can guarantee eggs will be in the future, and kazai will be in the future.
And by the way, but what about with the pit or without the pit?
There is a Mishnah in Kalim, which asks your question, and actually describes what type of kazayis it is. And the assumption in halacha is there actually are five size eggs, and we assume it's the middle size, which is actually large eggs, right? Small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo. There actually are seven sizes of olives, small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo, colossal, and super colossal. Okay, so the middle size olive is actually extra large. That's the middle size. Like that's how, marketing is a wonderful thing, right? The middle size olive is called extra large. But that's the one that you would actually calculate based on. The question is, do we have to assume that there are other ways to calculate it which seem to give different measurements? With a pit and without a pit is We assume it means including the pit. The size is the full size. By eggs, we have a question, does it mean with the shell or without the shell? The measure, is it with the shell or without the shell? But that's a different question. But it's even with the different size and trying to make a standard as possible, the point is, Chazis says, really, Mikra Adin, had no more not tied it to another measurement. The reason I was given is because these are portable things. And each place would calculate it based on what their eggs were. Now, you get the medium-sized egg of the eggs which are available, and then you would calculate it based on that. That was the logic behind it. Okay. So a different measurement is not such a bad thing.
Another problem, which maybe is really the bigger problem. So somebody living in the middle of Tel Aviv, and he doesn't get out to the farm, is he supposed to know what the seven-sized dolls look like, what the five-sized eggs look like? I need to recognize
that. Everybody knows what an egg looks like, a large egg.
Yeah, but I mean, just by looking at it, can you tell the difference between, let's say, a large and an extra large egg? I mean,
I can.
Just by looking at it.
Yeah, I've done enough shopping in my lifetime to know that. Yeah. Okay. Elchatil Yir Lishchus Revius Kadei Lotz is the Chuliyama. So he says, Im Lo Shazarak, Kamala Lugmov, Chayim Lugmov, Rachachrana. Kamala Lugmov is enough to say, the Taz holds that you can make a Rachachrana on Molly Lugmov, but you shouldn't drink a Revius to get out of the silent. Okay, Kolach Reinim Dachel, the border of Vehelo, the Lakosh, the Shasa Revius, Sholim, Beim Yayin, Beim Shamashkim, Ain, the Shroy, the Vork, Rachachrana, Kadasa Shachanar. Nobody accepts the Taz. Okay? He has this long list on the bottom over there. Ayyarabin, the Harsholim, Armor Mordechai, Mati Yehudim, Magan Yibarim, Graz, their Chachayim, Chayotim. You need a Revius. Oydis Kimo, the Enchiluk, Bein Shar Mashkim, Bein Yarin Sorov. And this is also true by whiskey. Even though it's very sharp, the Shir Rebachachorna is Avopi, the Yarin Sorov, Misiasa, Daita, the Inshim, Pachos, Revius. People in general drink a smaller amount. Lechil Chomashurim, Lechitaz, come on, Simon Ratio. There's a Taz which says that punked by whiskey, because since the nature is always to drink smaller amounts, it's considered that you drink your amount by drinking a smaller amount. Everybody disagrees with the Taz. Mishabur does not accept that point. So now just the calculation of it, so Moshe says, but the problem is the Gemara after tying it into the calculation based on the eggs, the Gemara also ties into the calculation, we know that a mikvah is a certain amount of saw. It's 40 saw. And revius means revius of a lug, and a certain amount of lug and a saw. So we can calculate the amount of size of revius based on the size of a mikvah. But the more it gives us the measurement of a mikvah, the more it does give us the measurement of a mikvah by actual cubic amas. It's an amma by three amas. So now we know how long an amma is, and we can then calculate back downwards how big a revius is supposed to be in measurements of amma, etzba, and those things. That's where the problem came up, which is already the Night of Behuda brings up the problem. But actually, it's already mentioned by one of the Rishonim. If you calculate the amount based on eggs and the amount based on ammas, etzbas, and those type of calculations, so the shear are not the same size.
Yeah, because you have the same problem with an amma. Amma is according to, where was it again? We just went there with this. The You have the 5 tefach amma and the 6 tefach amma, and then you have big amma, which is a six tefachs and an eighth.
That's only used in the base of mikdash and standard amma in general. We know how to calculate that. That's not our problem. That's not a problem. We know how to calculate an amma.
Then why is it that there's always? It seems like there's always a range of amma is 40.
I have to leave early. I want to try to finish this. Let me finish. Okay, I have to leave in 5 minutes. So let me just try to finish this. So the problem is that's the theory. The problem is with the more it gives us a calculation based on amas, or reducing it down to it'll be in the size of its bows, and the more it gives us a calculation based on eggs. So that's what the Nani Behuda came up with this theory. That must be that the eggs which are using nowadays are much smaller than the eggs the Gemara is referring to, because clearly the measurements don't match. So Elamai, you're saying that, you know, that what's our other option? That people's arms got bigger, and the eggs stayed the same? Not logical. Probably the people, the sizes did not get that much bigger, and the eggs have changed size. So basically the Mishabura's hachro on that is that when it comes to the Rabbonin's Rasamachan not being worrying about the stira, we can calculate based on eggs. The rice is remarkable for this other consideration. So Moshe comes out, he did his calculations that the larger measurement would give you a revius of 4.4, and the smaller measurement will give you a revius of 3.3. So a person drinks 3.3 ounces, and Rashi says you can make a bracha achrona. It's not a large amount of liquid to be able to say bracha achrona. And some of the calculations are fairly close to that. Fine. Let's do siftal. So now we said that in honor of the kosher bracha, you can't just take a sip. You must take a drink. A drink is a mole lugmov. So, which then creates this suffix. You can't just drink a mole lugmov because maybe some bracha chardos to drink a full revius. So the mavor doesn't want to do that. And it writes to so you to mechamei a mesubin kashir. So somebody else drinks the full amount. You cannot combine the calculation of the shear into people. One person has to drink the proper amount. You can't have each one drinks a little bit of it. But it is a nice thing. Everybody should take a sip. That just requires a te'ima, not more than that. So, all the people which are listening, so the one who takes the full drink will count for the bracha, for the honor of the kosher bracha. That he says it suggests that the one who's planning to drink the full mole lugmov should be the one who actually says the repir gofen. Reuben says that the benching, holding the kais, then he gives it to Shimon, and Shimon says the rip your gofen and drink some of the lugmov. Okay, vein shtiyas, you can't combine them. The bein and shiitum ba'atzum oyechem imasum and shira hanoa shtiyas yashav daitu lo b'hanukim mole lugmov. Somebody has to drink an amount which is significant. Shiitum ukulo, but it is appropriate that everybody should take a sip. Hanati b'bama, everybody that all that requires just a little sip. In Tzorak, Malugmav, Rak Lechel. One person has to drink a Malugmav, everybody else just takes a sip. So now we have a second issue, which is, okay, now we have a Sabbath Bracha Chorona, so somebody should drink a Revius, a full Revius. So somebody got to drink a full revius. Lo yitzur mashakos the mitzvah nemuk chashiv to kulam because shemach revius im lo shemach sekeres revius. I can't share with all of the people present in a small cup which only holds revius because I need to drink the whole revius myself to be able to say bracha chorona. Then he says the Ramah says take a look at later on in Hilchos Kiddush, Reishayin Aleph, Yerches the Yesh Misha Omer Shastias Kulam. There is an opinion which holds you can have each one take a little sip, and together they drank a mole lugmav of the kais, and that's sufficient. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch is not accepting such a possibility. That's only if the people were, even like the Shita, which told you can do that, they have to both, everybody has to have intent. In other words, let's say Reuven is benching on a kais, and Reuven says, Rapier Goffin, and he drinks. Meanwhile, and he had come up to much of the people, they weren't necessarily listening, or they didn't have come up to much of them. So he gives it to Beryl, and Beryl says, oh, okay, I didn't really have a come on. Well, it's a mitzvah to take a sip. And he takes a sip. Fine, no problem. The problem is, this idea of everybody being starved only works if they're all being using one bracha, not if he's making his own bracha. So that idea doesn't work over there. The Mishabur over there does tell you that there is Ikrim Bidi Avid. If you know one person can't drink a mole lugmav, we are mitzvah for everybody together. But there is, they have to have all be yotzev with one bracha, and they have to drink it in an appropriate time span of Kedei Achilas Pras. Okay. You know what? Let's just finish this simon. Hey, Kishmasuman Basur Bagdala Ben Yodin. So they have the Reuben benches on the kais. He drinks the correct shear. He passes the leftovers to Shimon. Shimon takes a little bit, etc., etc., etc. So the guy all the way down at the end doesn't expect to get the kais. So when if it does end up coming to him, he'd have to make a repir gofen. Okay. However, the imam assuming this kavod behedya, If they had a mind, if it does reach me, I want to be yotze, and they don't talk. So then they'll be yotze. Yotze is that. You got mavorach, and it's kamal hotzi birchasa kolechem imasun. As long as the mavorach had a mind for everybody there. Don't talk, otherwise you have a problem of a hefsek.
Okay.